Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Coach Lalisa with our esteemed, I almost said president, but yes, he certainly could have been the president and still could be, but Professor, the one and only, awesome and amazing, you know, Professor extraordinaire, writer, filmmaker and producer, just so many wonderful things he has going on, husband, father, son, and friend to so many. He's really doing some great, great, great work, not only here in New Jersey, but around the world, touching lives around the world. He's been coming on Tuesday mornings for a while now, almost a quarter of a year. Oh, but Terry, I tell you, it's been wonderful. I remember your awesome book conference that you had last year.
Oh yeah, thank you.
11, and I met some fantastic people at that book conference. That was very powerful. And then you've been coming on here with these awesome, awesome, powerful messages taken from your work and your book and the TV and the movie, Sexy at 60. Yes, powerful work you're doing. And then this week, today, you're going to be talking about going from transformation to elevation. Wow. This is very, very powerful. And you say here in the post, after you have transformed yourself and become the person that you were truly meant to be, what's next? tell you, Terry, you have made my life so much easier. Because, because you have taken so many, you know, Terry, this is really, really the truth. I kept saying, the young lady who's working with me, she keeps telling me, you know, take topics from your book and make them into different things, you know, blogs, talks, or whatever, And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. How come my pastor, the Dr. Reverend Lloyd Preston Terrell, he always says it, and I just want to publicly let him know he is so right. He always says, God will send you some help.
Yes.
Now, he sent you me this help.
And me you.
Oh, listen, there are so many topics you brought here on the show, and I'm like, ooh, that's in my book. And so,
wow, that's great. Yeah.
The topic today is in the title of my book.
It is.
Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Oh, my God, if you make this thing any easier for me.
Well, at least it gets better, you know?
Oh, wow. You're kidding. I'm like, I'm about to start shouting all up and down Route 22 here.
You know, what's so funny, last year you spoke at the Social Work Day at Essex County College.
Yeah, and I see that you are speaking there. You spoke there the year before. I spoke there last year. Now, you're speaking there again this year.
Right.
I saw the poster at the college. I was like, when is it?
As a matter of fact, I'm speaking this Wednesday.
Oh.
April the 4th at between 9:30 and 12:30 at the Social Work Day. Again, it's an annual event. And it's so funny because the first time I spoke about transformation, it was at Essex County College.
Wow. You're kidding.
And now I'm coming back and I'm taking it to another level. I'm talking about from transformation now to elevation. So this is a little sneak preview of some things I'll be saying Wednesday at the conference.
Well, let's get to it. I don't want to miss a drop of this. We will be there. I'm going to try to bring – I got to get in touch with Professor Saeed to see if I can bring some of my students from over at Performance Strategies Unlimited Training, Inc., because I want to be in the house on that one. And center. So, yes, go right ahead.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being there. And, again, you know, you humble me. And I think a lot of people get the mistaken impression when they see all the things that we do with the writing and the speaking and teaching and that kind of stuff. And they think that we have big heads, that we're full of ourselves. But, you know and I know, Lisa, that when you're giving all these gifts, it's humbling because you really realize that it's given to you for a reason. And my whole thing is to be of service to humanity. I don't really do this for myself or my family. I do it for people, and I get a return on that. But the thing I want to really talk about today is elevation, and give a little a preview of what I'll be speaking about on Wednesday at Essex County College. But the first thing, I want to start with a quote. This is a quote from a book entitled The Leader Who Had No Title, a modern fable on real success in business and in life. Because a lot of times we think we have to be the CEO of this or the president of that to really feel important, to feel that we have a leadership position. But you can really be a leader wherever you are at. You know, you don't have to be in charge, so to speak, but you can be supportive. And Robin Sharma says in this quote that I like to share with the audience, it says here, within the covers of a single book are ideas that, if acted upon, have the power, okay, that word power, have the power to re-script every part of your life. Few things are as smart as investing in becoming a better thinker and develop a stronger mind. I love this part. Relentless learning is one of the main traits of an open mind and a powerful person. And an obsessive and ongoing self-education is one of the greatest survival tactics to get through turbulent times. The best people always seem to have the best libraries. Okay, and I really believe that. I think what happens, and what I like to do is that you put in your book, you put eight things people should do, eight steps to success, and I want to give you back eight. But I want to say before I get into that, that a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, I call
life
it,
is what you make it. Yeah.
Well, I put, well, actually, I call it eight strategies
okay,
for
strategies.
Becoming
I like it even better.
Who for becoming who you really are. But it does sum up to your success, because who you really are, God created you to be a success. So I like the way you transformed that right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. So thank you.
Yes, and but again, I think strategies are good, because again, it is ways to look at life. There are ways to go about life. And like I said, so I want to give you eight things to think about and we can discuss. And number one, and this is crucial, I think we have to understand that people need to start living their dreams and not their fears. So many people are paralyzed by fear. They want to do this, they want to do that, but they're afraid if they try this, it's going to fail. If it fails, they're going to look bad or they're going to lose money. But then realize that life is about taking a risk. It's calculated risk, because you do the research before you move ahead, but you do move ahead. I know so many people, and you know so many people as well, Lisa, they have great ideas, they have great talent, they have great ability, but they're afraid to move ahead. They're afraid to make mistakes. I always tell my children, the only person who does not make any mistakes is the person who is not doing anything. If you're not doing anything, of course you're not going to make any mistakes, but you're not really living. And so I'm saying that, again, number one, start living your dreams and not your fears. Stop waiting until the right moment or the perfect moment. Stop waiting until when I retire or when I get a better job or when I get a better girlfriend or a better boyfriend or a bigger house or a better apartment. Don't let those things stop you from moving ahead. You have dreams. You have things that you want to do, things that you need to do. Again, number one, in going from transformation to elevation, live your dreams, not your fears. Number two, and this is crucial, number two, follow through. Take it all the way to the end. Most people fail because they refuse to follow through. They may be 3 feet away from goal when they quit. Sometimes you don't know how close you are to your goal until you push forward, push ahead. But if you stop before completion, you're going to really hurt yourself in the long run. So, again, follow through. A lot of people have so many great ideas, but they never take it to the next level. They never follow through. And consequently, they never achieve their success. So, number one, live your dreams, not your fears. Number two, follow through. And number three, build the inner circle. What I mean by this is that you have to get people around you who really see you, who really know who you are, to really understand your vision, because those people are going to help you. They're going to support you when you need it. Jack Canfield calls it the mastermind group. And he says, surround yourself with people, well, like-minded people, people who celebrate you, not just tolerate you. And Bill Cosby said it really well. He said, you know what, I don't know the secret to success, but the secret to failure is trying to please everybody. You can't please everybody, but there are a select few. And this may be family, this may be close friends, it may be colleagues, but these are people that you need to keep close to. These are your inner circle, and you got to take care of them. You have to give them calls, you have to give them books, you have to give them information, because these are the people in a file analysis will be along with you on the journey. So, again, build the inner circle. Number four, I think Jim Rohn said it best when he says, read all the books you need to read.
Mm.
And what this means is that you have to invest in yourself. Jim Rohn also said you should really work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Because I do believe that self-education is the key. There's so many people who refuse to pick up a book. And I can understand it may be time-consuming, it may be tedious, but again, if you don't get any new ideas, you won't be able to live your life in a different way. I mean, you can't keep, I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expect to get different results. You will not get different results unless you open up your mind. And the best way to open up your mind is to read a book. And Malcolm Gladwell said it really well in his book called The Outliers. she says, if you want to be an expert in your field, you have to put in 10,000 hours. That's 10,000 hours of concentrated study. I'm sure you put in more than 10,000 hours. I know I have. But again, 10,000 hours is the key. So number one, live your dreams, not your fears. Number two, follow through. Number three, build the inner circle. Number four, read all the books you need to read. Invest in yourself. Number five, and this is going to be really funny for a lot of people. They can't understand how this would work out. But number five is give, 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 give until you receive. So a lot of people want to receive before they give. You know, I talk to a lot of people. We're trying to put this movie together, and we're trying to get, you know, people to do different things and whatnot. And the first thing they ask, how much are you paying? And, you know, my answer is, how much are you giving? See, it's not so much how much I'm paying, how much are you giving? And sometimes, you know, you have to give before you can get. I mean, all the time you have to give before you get, because, again, don't be afraid to volunteer or give of your time and talent. You have to get to the place where you give so much that people look for you to give you money. That's been the secret of my success. I've given so much in the past that I have to turn down jobs because I don't have the time. But the thing is that I don't mind giving. I mean, I'm the first to give because I know that when the fall now, it'll come back to me in ways I couldn't imagine. So number one, live your dreams, not your fear. Number two, follow through. Number three, build an inner circle. Number four, read all the books you need to read. And number five, give, give, give until you get. And then number six, celebrate others, okay? Don't be a hater. It's maturity to see someone, instead of saying, oh, she thinks she's cute, or you think he's something, they think they're all that. No. Why don't you just celebrate? Just say, you know what? What they're doing is great, and I hope to maybe one day do the same. That's the best compliment, you know? Wayne Dyer says it best when he says here, want more for others than you want for yourself. Okay? Encourage people. Whenever they're doing something, encourage them. You know, support them. Come out to hear them. Buy their books. Buy their CDs. Buy their DVDs. Whatever. Support them, because in the final analysis, when you support them, you celebrate others, but then you also celebrate yourself. Number seven. And this I got from one of my new mentors, a gentleman that I met in the film, The Secret. And I read the book, The Secret, and I also read the film. And what I decided to do was, there's about 30 speakers in that film, and I decided to read at least one book by all of those speakers. And I really read many books by those speakers. But one speaker that sort of jumped out of my mind right now, and a speaker who really wrote an excellent book entitled The Answer Is You. And his name is Michael Bernard Beckwith. And The Answer Is You. All the problems, all the things that you want, or all the potential that you have, all the things that you want to manifest, it's in you. And he says that the answer is you. And I love what he says. He says that, you know, every day, I think that habits ensure our success. And he says every day you should do three things. And he said every day you should ask, how can I give? See, let's take that word giving again. How can I give? How can I give to humanity? How can I give to my environment? Number two, how can I grow? You know, again, the Sexy at 60 philosophy is about growth. It's about self-discovery, self-development, and growth. It's healthy aging and lifelong learning. The question is, how can I grow? And number three, Michael Bernard Beckwith says, what can I celebrate? What can I celebrate? It's a new day. The sun is shining. I'm among friends. I'm going to a job that I love to go to. I'm wearing the clothes that I would like to wear. Celebrate that. Celebrate life. My family's healthy. Celebrate these things, you know? So, again, these are things. And the last one, I think, is really going to what you're saying, and it's so important. And number eight, find your purpose. Because when you find your purpose, you find your passion. And when you find your purpose and your passion, you go on to serve humanity. I tell all my students, look for the genius in you. There is something that you do that no one else can do. There's something that you were born to do. You got to find that thing. And I love what Dennis Kimbrough said. And he said it, and when he said it to me, it was like goosebumps just came on my body, because sometimes people can say something that you know in your heart is true, And you might have said it yourself, but you didn't say it in a way that was concise. Mark Twain says that brevity is the essence of wisdom. I love that. Brevity. Brevity is the essence of wisdom. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said, and I quote, "The two most important days in your life are when you were born and when you discover why you were born."
Wow.
That's just, when he said that, I said, like, wow, that is so true, you know? The day we were born and the day we discover our purpose. And it goes back to what you were saying, and again, I end on this particular note. I think that there's so many people that I meet in the course of a week, and I'm looking forward to going back to Essex County College on Wednesday, April 4th, because, again, I started to work there. I started something there, and I get a chance to not finish it, but take it to the next level, and I'm really thankful for that, you know. And I think, again, in a final analysis, we have to really understand that we are blessed, at least you and I and people like ourselves who have been able to reach a level of prominence and done some things that we just dreamt about doing. But I think it goes down to what you said in your book. I mean, we must discover. And I think every day we just must discover our passion, our power, and our purpose. And my reason for being on this show, I think, is to share it and really to reinforce what you've been saying, you know. And I can't really leave this subject without talking about Wayne Dyer. He has a new book out called Wishes Fulfilled, and it's called Mastering the Art of Manifesting. And he says in here, in the book here, he says here, manifest the life you want to live. Manifest the life you want to live, which means that you go about creating that life that you want to live. And don't let anybody tell you any different. And it's so funny. Les Brown says, you know what? Don't worry about how it's going to be done, okay? Just put that idea in your mind, that success idea, and go for it. Don't worry. It's not your job to worry about how it's going to happen, okay? That got to take care of that, okay? All you have to do is show up and do the work that you need to do and invest in yourself. And again, and pursue your passion, your power, and your purpose. Because if you do that, I mean, everything that you need will be added to you. And on that note, I end. But, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit.
Wow. Yes. Talk on, my brother. That is.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Terry, all month long, this is here is April, and all month long, I'm going to be talking from my topic, Thriving Beyond Sexual Abuse. April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. So my messages are going to include why I made the decision to break the silence of my abuse after 30 years. And how it changed my life forever. And so I just wanted to put that out there for individuals who have a women's group, or maybe you have an organization and you're looking for someone that can just kind of come in and, you know, keep it real, but yet, you know, be very sensitive to the fact that some people are still in silence, not yet willing to break it for their own reasons, which are fine. But sometimes hearing from someone who struggled with the same thing and who overcame that will sometimes help people. And I know the pure value of breaking that silence. It is almost, you know, indescribable what can happen when the silence is broken. And it's not that you have to tell the whole world, such as I'm doing, but sometimes if you just even tell one person, it can set you free and help you move to these new, transformed, elevated levels in life of really thriving, because that's my part of my message. But anyway, so back to, but I think it, you know, what you're saying, your topic here today, after you've become who you really are and after you've discovered what your purpose is. You know what your passion is. Now what's next? So I think that's great. People need those next steps. What do I do now? And so.
And it's funny because a lot of times, you know, again, you talk about the sexual abuse. I think a lot of times people hold themselves back because of their history, of their past, not realizing that it is the path. Okay, it is the path. And it's, you know, all you can do is learn from that, but it's not your present, and it's definitely not your future. A lot of people, I think, are not successful because, you know, quiet is kept. They don't believe they deserve success, you know, because of something happened in the past, the shame that they have. They only share so much of themselves. And I think you're right. Once you share your complete self, there's nobody that can hurt you, because all the things that you said about yourself that could create scandal, you said, you know, so nobody can come and sort of ambush you in that way. But I think, again, people have to understand that, you know, you deserve, you know, you deserve all that you get. And I believe that in terms of Michael Bernard Beckwith, he says, you know what, whether it is something good or something bad, we should celebrate that, because it's all part of our life. It's all part of our story. And even in the bad, you could find some good, because, you know, you learn to endure. You learn to survive. So I think, again, you can't elevate yourself unless you pick your head up. You know, Les Brown once said, you know, if you get knocked down, make sure you fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, you can get up.
And oh, that's
yeah. What you have to understand, you know, I mean, you know, again, people have to understand, look, you know, to be knocked down is not to be knocked out, you know. We all stumble. You know, I remember one writer was saying that, you know what, I'm going to fail my way to success. Every failure is going to make me stronger, and I move on from that, and that next failure, that failure. And guess what? I failed so much that I got to be successful because I've learned my lessons. And one of the things that, you know, I say in my presentation, you got to fail before you can be successful. I mean, we call it failure, but scientists call it experiments. So how many experiments do we need to have to cure cancer? I don't know how many experiments it would, but it's worth it, though.
It is.
It's truly worth it.
So worth it. It is so worth it. Right. Oh, wow. That is so, so true. I tell you, I was just thinking that the other day about the Les Brown thing, but I definitely want to give a shout out to those that are tuned in, listening to this powerful broadcast today. Good morning, and God bless you on the phone lines, and those that will dial back into the archives. You know, this is an important message today. You know, God wants you to be a success. He has put greatness on the end side of you, and it is time to release it. It is time to take those risks. You have a friend right here, like Terry said, when you talked about the developments and the managing of the mastermind groups.
Oh, yeah.
And to get around positive people that want to push you to your destiny. I'm excited, Terry.
Oh, yes, Terry.
I haven't seen you over at the PSI Institute outside of the opening, so I expect you, the open house, rather, so I expect we'll be seeing you back there soon.
You will. You definitely will, because, again, I mean, you know, I think, you know, we have to have our spots, you know, and definitely that's going to be the spot for a lot of like-minded, serious, progressive, successful people. So I'll definitely be there.
Well, you know, we're starting a Toastmasters chapter, so our
Toastmasters.
Our Toastmasters Club now meets the first, so we'll be meeting this Thursday, the first and third Thursday of the month. The first and third Thursday of every month, we'll be meeting there at 5:30 p.m. So, you know, Toastmasters is just a one-hour meeting. So we are looking for that club to be very thriving, and we are very excited about it. But that is all we have time for the show. We just have 30 seconds left to the show today, and I just wanted to definitely say thank you, Professor Benjamin.
Thank you.
Thank you for another powerful topic. We will see you on Wednesday at Essex County College for the Social Work Day, part of the Social Sciences Department. Mm-hmm. And for those, congratulations again. We'll be there. Excited. some video footage of you and your performance and your wow, it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. People, if it's going to be standing room only, that place packs out and it holds a couple hundred people. That place is going to be overpacked, so you better get there early if you want a seat.
Please, you got to, yeah, because it's not that big, but yeah, please come out, come out, and
yes.
Elevate.
Elevate. We're going to elevate. So everyone have a wonderful, powerful Tuesday, and we hope that we see you back here on Thursday. I am doing a Thursday show at 4 p.m. because I have a young lady who has a powerful message and story to share with the world. So I will be doing a 4 o'clock show on Thursday, but I believe we're bringing Coach Lisa back also on Thursday mornings. So look for that. And have a wonderful day. God bless you all. All right, Terry. I'll see you somewhere in the halls of academia.
Yes.
Or the spot.
Yes, yes.
God bless.
All right, God bless.
Bye. Then another powerful episode of the Coach Lisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.